engaged in a most solemn and sacred work. For in their research they are to receive light and a correct knowledge that they may give to those who are ignorant. Education is the inculcation of ideas which are light and truth. Everyone who diligently and patiently searches the scriptures that he may educate others, entering upon the work correctly and with an honest heart, laying aside his preconceived ideas, whatever they may have been, and his hereditary prejudices at the door of investigation, will gain true knowledge. But it is easy to put a false interpretation on Scripture, placing stress on passages and assigning to them a meaning which at the first investigation may appear true, but which by further search will be seen to be false. If the seeker after truth will compare Scripture with Scripture, he will find the key that unlocks the treasure house and gives him a true understanding of the Word of God. Then he will see that his first impressions would not bear investigation, and that continuing to believe them would be mixing falsehood with truth. When we approach these subjects, we have to lay aside our preconceived ideas. And for me, as I've looked at some of these ideas, and we're going to take up a few of them here, that end up coming to an incorrect conclusion about these end time events. For me, what I think may be happening with many of these people is that they've read passages where Sister White is speaking about the time period when Michael closes up probation and the seven last plagues are poured out. And she's identifying in several of these passages that probation is closed. The destiny of every soul is fixed. And then she'll say the seal of God is upon his people. The latter rain has been poured out. She's putting all this in the past tense. And these people have focused every prophetic waymark that she mentions there, and they place it right there at that historical place where Michael's standing up. They don't read into that understanding that when Sister White says the latter rain has been poured out, that takes you back to the point where prophecy has said the latter rain begins to be poured out back at the Sunday law in the United States, and that it progresses through that historical time period to when Michael finally stands up, and then for Sister White to say the latter rain has done its work or has been poured out doesn't necessarily give us the right to say that all of this took place right there in the very last moments of the judgment time. Now, in a book called The Loud Cry by Brother Harkey, he speaks about the judgment. And if you start on page 3,